Hello and welcome to today's The Weight Mates podcast, the place for sustainable and comfortable weight loss practices and stories. I'm your host, Christopher. So welcome to episode 15. Today is another Q&A session and I've got three great questions lined up that came from clients. Again, thank you to everyone that's checking out the social media pages, everyone that's been checking out the Patreon page. It is super appreciated and every little bit of money just helps me continue this journey of building up a weight loss company that doesn't profit off of your despair and instead helps you to lose weight. So before we get started, grab yourself a glass of water or some kind of low calorie drink so that you can really enjoy this podcast episode while still assisting your weight loss journey. And with that, we will jump into question number one, which came to me yesterday. And someone asked me, I like to start drinking G Fuel because I've heard that it's low in calories. And to be honest, I started looking into it because personally, I don't drink G Fuel or any kind of energy drink of that kind, mainly because, you know, usually the high amount of sugars is the thing that kind of stops me. And I just generally don't like the taste. But I started looking into it because, you know, I wanna do this person right and I wanna make sure that they have the information they need. So I started looking into G Fuel and I happened to come across the specific G Fuel that is made from KSI's strawberry banana thing. That sounds horribly terrifying, but that's the one I kind of came across. And I started looking at the nutritional facts for it. And so I found out, yeah, G Fuel per serving of 500 milliliters is indeed low in calories. It's 15 calories per 500 milliliters, which, yeah, I would say that that's low. And to be honest, it's not because there's weird things in there for that matter. I mean, there's some artificial flavor substances and things like that, but overall it's looking pretty okay. The main thing I did notice is that there are a ton of vitamins in there, and not necessarily as in a large variety, but more the quantity in which they are there. There is, for example, there's vitamin C in there, but there is 417% of the daily recommended amount in there, right? So you're getting well over four times the amount that you need per day. Now, to be completely honest, I'm not sure if that is necessarily a super bad thing and if that will do a lot of harm. Instead, I would say, you know, don't consume G Fuel in great amounts. Instead, keep it to one or two glasses a day, mainly just to make sure that you're not absolutely giving your body so much vitamins that it just can't deal with them and they're just kind of going lost, right? And additionally, because most people worry about the caffeine in here or in coffee or anything else, but the main thing to really pay attention to inside of these kind of energy drinks, because that's still what it is a substance called taurine. And it's kind of like the big brother of caffeine, right? And so it's about, I think, 10 times stronger than caffeine, right? And so with that in mind, as soon as you start drinking G Fuel and you start experiencing any of the following things or anything that is like the things that I'm about to name, so things like increased heart rate, pressure on your chest, like feeling like you can't really breathe, right? Your muscles tensing unnecessarily, you're losing lots of concentration, you can't sleep properly anymore. If you start to notice any of that stuff, please stop drinking. Please stop drinking G Fuel or Monster Energy or any other energy drink, because it is literally just your body telling you that it is getting so much energy from the taurine and the caffeine that it's just not okay, right? So as long as you're not noticing any of those things, feel free to keep consuming it up to, you know, two servings per day. So that'd be a liter of G Fuel every single day, which is quite a lot. So it is low in calories, but there are a lot of vitamins in it that might go to waste. And if you start to notice anything negative after you start drinking it, please reduce your intake or completely stop your intake, because even though it might taste nice, it's not worth the bad health implications it might have. So that is the answer to question number one. Question number two is also came from a client last Sunday, and they're saying, I'm finding it hard to remember to log my calories. And to be honest, this is a normal thing, right? I've been logging my calories for the past 283 days. Today is day 284. And there's days where I would have forgotten to log my calories until late in the evening, or even the next day where I would have gone like, oh my God, I haven't logged yesterday. And so it is normal. It's especially normal when you're starting out, because it is essentially adding a habit into your life that you're not used to, right? That's not a habit yet. So if you do feel like you forget to log your calories quite often, here are some things that I would recommend that you could do. So the first thing is to log straight after having the food, right? So as soon as you've made the food, or as soon as you've finished the food or the drink, just log it in your phone, okay? Log it in either MyFitnessPal or Lose It Calorie Counter, mainly so that, you know, you have it done, you don't need to remember it later on, you know, and it's all taken care of. Alternatively, what you could also do is set an alarm on your phone, right? For example, for at 9 in the morning, 12 in the afternoon, and 6 in the evening, and then just make sure that you log at those moments, right? Or only do it at 6 in the evening, and then log all of your food for that day. That way, you're getting the active reminders. You only need to set up the alarm once, because you can just set it to recurring every single day. And that way you would remember to log your calories, right? So that might also be a solution. Now, if neither of those things work, it could just be that you need someone else besides you to kind of, you know, tell you after every single meal, hey, you know, remember to log those calories. Because the thing is, after about roughly a week, 2 weeks of logging your calories, it will become second nature, right? It will become easier. So, you know, if you can bridge those first 2 weeks and religiously log your calories, then that's great. That's perfect. If you keep forgetting, either try logging it right after you consume the food or the drink, or set an alarm every single day so that you do it at a specific time every single day, or have someone that can help you stay accountable so that they remind you to log your calories. I can also be that person, right? You can hire me, that's not a problem. Just shoot me a message over on christopher@theweightmates.com for email, or shoot me a DM on Twitter and Instagram over on @theweightmates. So, question number three. This came from a family member of mine, and they said, I kind of don't want to exercise today, but at the same time, I feel like that's letting myself down, right? I feel like I'm failing my weight loss journey if I'm not exercising today. And so I had a chat with them, and I said, well, it's not about exercising on all of the days that you've decided to exercise. It's purely about replacing it with something on those days, right? If you don't want to do it, replace it with something else that still gives you a little bit of physical activity, but is not as intense as exercise. Because the thing is, our exercise won't feel great if we're not feeling great doing them, right? If we're uncomfortable doing the exercise, we won't enjoy the exercise. And so we won't do the exercise next time. And that's a slippery slope downwards towards not continuing your weight loss journey, right? So what I recommended to this person is, I said, you know, if you don't want to exercise today, that's absolutely fine. Don't worry about it, okay? You're not letting yourself down. You're not letting me down. You're not letting anyone else down. Instead, what you might want to do is just take your dog out for a long walk, right? It's not nearly as exhausting as exercise, right? But it's still very nice, because you still get to walk quite a bit, which is always good for you, because it still burns some calories and, you know, you're out in the fresh air. And you get a ton of vitamin D from being out in the sunlight. And, you know, overall, it's great to clear your mind outside. So, in conclusion, don't feel like you're letting anyone down if you're not exercising on the day that you said you would exercise, right? Instead, you know, accept it, move on, and do something else, right? Whether that be vacuuming the house, which is always a great chore that needs to be done, or whether you go for a long walk with your dog, okay? It doesn't even have to be a long walk. Even if it's just 10 or 15 minutes, that's fine as well. As long as you're just doing something, that's all I'm asking, okay? So that is another three questions answered. And to be honest, I hope that this helps your weight loss journey. I want to thank you very much for listening, and I hope that you have a great day.